Light and peace in Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. For the fruits of this creation, thanks be to God. For the gifts of every nation, thanks be to God. For the plowing, sowing, reaping, silent growth while we are sleeping, future needs in earth's safekeeping, thanks be to God. In the just reward of labor, God's will be done. In the help we give our neighbor, God's will is done. In our world-wise task of caring for the hungry and despairing, in the harvests all are sharing, God's will is done. For the harvests of the Spirit, thanks be to God. For the good we all inherit, thanks be to God. For the wonders that astound us, for the truths that still confound us, most of all that love has found us, thanks be to God. I will bless the produce of your fields, and the poor will be filled with bread. Adonai remembered David and his patience through so many hardships. The oath he swore to you, O mighty God of Jacob. I will not enter my home, nor lie down on my bed to rest. I will not close my eyes, nor will I enjoy my slumber, until I find a place for Adonai, a dwelling for the strong one of Jacob. At Ephratah we heard of the ark. We found it in the fields of Yarim. Let us go to God's house. Let us worship at God's throne. Go up, Adonai, to your resting place, you and the ark of your power. Your priests dress with holiness for the feast. Your faithful prepare songs and shouts of joy. For the sake of David, your servant, do not reject your anointed. Adonai swore an oath to David, and will not go back on this word. Your child, the fruit of your body, will I set upon your throne. If your heirs adhere to my laws, and keep my covenant in truth, their children also shall rule from your throne forever and ever. For Adonai has chosen Zion, has desired it as a home. This is my resting place forever. Here have I chosen to live. I will bless the produce of her fields, and the poor shall be filled with bread. I will vest the priests with salvation, and the faithful will sing out their joy. There I will make David's stock flower, and I will light a lamp for my anointed. Enemies will be clothed with regret, but on the anointed a crown shall shine. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. I will bless the produce of your fields, and the poor will be filled with bread. A reading from the Book of Sirach. Rely not on your wealth. Say not, I have the power. Rely not on your strength in following the desires of your heart. Say not, who can prevail against me? Or who will subdue me for my deeds? For God will surely repay you according to your actions. Thanks be to God. To revere Adonai is the first stage of wisdom. All who do so prove themselves wise. To revere Adonai is the first stage of wisdom. All who do so prove themselves wise. Hearken, O my child, to the precepts of your teacher. Incline the ear of your heart. All who do so prove themselves wise. Glory to the Abba, and the Word, and the Holy Breath of love. To revere Adonai is the first stage of wisdom. All who do so prove themselves wise. Salt is good, but if it becomes tasteless, how can you restore its flavor? Keep salt in yourselves, and you will have peace with one another. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God, my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name. Whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches, rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Salt is good, But if it becomes tasteless, how can you restore its flavor? Keep salt in yourselves, and you will have peace with one another.
For all who study and explore the beauty and wonder of birds, fish, and all creatures of the sea. For all whose lives and livelihoods involve working with the sea, especially those striving to preserve endangered species through the development of sustainable fishing practices, and to improve and restore oceans, seas, rivers, lakes, and ponds. For all those whose lives and livelihoods are related to the health of birds, especially those striving to develop sustainably integrated practices and to improve and restore their natural habitats. For all who are deprived by modern lifestyles and urban jungles from experiencing the incredible beauty, diversity, liveliness, and songs of the birds. For all the sea creatures and winged birds themselves, whose praise of God that has been sounding for hundreds of millions of years is threatened with extinction by the human destruction of their habitats and the toxins produced by consumerism and greed.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
God of the sea and sky, as we celebrate the fifth day of the week, we praise and thank you for the wonder and beauty of all the creatures that you have made, for each one of them reveals something of your inexpressible love. Awaken in us a profound sensitivity to your presence in all of creation, and awareness that it is in you that we and all creation live and move and have our being. For your love is the power that has created all things, sustains all things, and invites all things to join you in building the future, now and forever. Amen. May the God of the cosmos bless us with reverence, wonder, and awe. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Queen of the heavens, we greet you. Queen of angels, now we entreat you. Fairest flower, heaven's portal, from whom came the light immortal. Matchless maiden, God did raise you for the universe to praise you. Hear us, O hear us, dear mother, show your children Jesus our brother.